In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Several decades ago, Metropolitan Anthony Bloom, Metropolitan Anthony of Sorzo, gave a sermon at the beginning of a new year. And the previous year had been a year of special difficulty. There were economic downturns, as we call them now, recessions, and there were a lot of people who had been doing very well for a long period of time, and then suddenly the economy came to a screeching halt, and it was a difficult time. Metropolitan Anthony gave a sermon that he called The Gate of the Year. The Gate of the Year is the title of a poem that the King of England quoted when he gave his famous address to the people of England in 1939. And some of you may have seen not that long ago the wonderful motion picture, The King's Speech. The new king, people didn't know him. They had heard that he was not a person of strong ability to speak. He stuttered. And at that time, in order to hearten his people, he quoted the same poem that Metropolitan Anthony chose to quote. And so he was reminding his people, as we might remind ourselves now, that though this past year has been a very difficult year for many, there have been more difficult times. England in 1939, facing the Nazi war machine across the Channel in uncertainty and fear, and they needed courage. And the lines that were quoted by the King and repeated by Metropolitan Anthony begin like this: I approach the man who opens the gate of the year. And I looked into the darkness of the coming year and the uncertainty, and I said to the man opening that gate, give me a light that I might see my way through this new year. And the response that he's given in the poem is this: step out into the darkness and put your hand in the hand of God, and you will have greater certainty there, greater guidance than you would have if everything were illumined with a light so that you can follow your own understanding. Near the end of the poem, the poet speaks to his own heart. Be silent, heart. What light do we need if God comprehends and we put our hand in His and move through the darkness? Then we can move with certainty. Metropolitan Anthony saw that these words were our orthodox understanding that we are called to live in cooperation and synergy with God. Not to walk according to our own lights and our own understanding. Not to respond to the world in fear because we don't know what to do ourselves. The situation is beyond us and beyond our capacity in its darkness. But our Orthodox Christian faith teaches us that we as human beings are created so that we can only act with certainty by putting our hand in the hand of God and cooperating with Him. Metropolitan Anthony reminded those who were listening to him that he had often, in past years, compared the new year stretching out into the unknown distance as like a flat expanse covered with new fallen snow. Unknown, no footsteps yet in this new year. We have yet to take our first step out into that pure and untrodden expanse of whiteness and purity. And he says, the kind of path that we will make, having made our tracks in the snow, when you look back, there's a pathway that shows how you've traveled. What kind of path will we make? Will it be a path that is made of our having put our faith and confidence in God, because we are created in such a way that to be a human being is to walk at one with God, our hand in His hand, following His knowledge and the certainty that who and what He is all we need in order to be ourselves and to move across any unknown expanse with certainty. Will we make that kind of path across the snow? Or will we make the kind of path that we make in fear and uncertainty, going this way and then that way, back and forth, not knowing where to turn next? When we look back on that kind of path, it's just a confused jumble. Obviously, someone looking at it can say, this person had no idea of where they were going. They had no idea of where to go next. And it's our choice what we will make of the coming year. The only way to deal with the kind of uncertainty that stretches out in front of us is to call up in ourselves courage and fortitude and faithfulness to God. And so we can live in a way that only a Christian can live. Metropolitan Anthony says that to be a fully Christian person and fulfill the living of the life that God made possible for us by coming into the world, destroying the power of death over us, living an Orthodox Christian life, goes beyond simply preaching the fullness of the Christian gospel, which we have, and we can tell people about it. We can teach them about it. But to be an Orthodox Christian is to live that gospel of Christ. In our society, when people say that, to live the gospel of Christ, we think in highly individualistic terms, and we think of some kind of personal set of values and virtues that we identify as being Christian. We're very confused. There's more involved than that. Virtue, ethics, is universal. But the capacity to walk at one with God in uncertain situations where no one knows where to go, that is given to us. The ability to live that kind of life, that has been given to us. The living of a life at one with God, we can only live by this way of courage in the face of the unknown. Metropolitan Anthony says that fear and doubt and uncertainty are unworthy of a Christian person. They are signs that we are concerned with ourselves in a selfish kind of way that causes us to forget God. And those of us who have families might say, well, but I'm not just so much concerned for myself, I'm concerned for my children, for my wife, for my husband, for my family. Metropolitan Anthony includes concern for our wife, our children, our husband, in a selfishness that can cut us off from God. If we live in fear in the midst of uncertain situations, then that is certainly an expression of a loss of faith in God. And so we have to remember our high calling as Christians. We are called, Metropolitan Anthony says, to be a vision of what life is at one with God through Christ. To be the vision itself, to fulfill the vision that has been made possible for us. And looking out across the untrodden, pure white expanse of the coming year, this is our opportunity once again to repent of the way we have lived during the old year, the past year, when we may have lived with a lack of courage. Our path may have shown this and gone this way and that way as far as following Christ is concerned. We might still be along with that poet at the beginning when he asks the person who opens up the gate of the new year for a light that we can use so that we can see our own way. But that's not our calling as a Christian. Our calling as a Christian is to make a way where there had been no way across that new year through our life by following Christ. And others will see someone who lives in that kind of way. Others need to see someone who lives that kind of way. Someone who lives in that kind of way gives courage to all of those around them. It's never a matter of a person in isolation following Christ. If all of us are following Christ, we will make that path across the uncertainty of the new year together, at one with one another, and at one with God. If God is with us, who can stand against us? The enemy is our fear. Fear that throws us back on relying on ourselves. During this coming year, we have to begin by repentance, by repenting of not having witness to the reality of the Christian faith as a way of life. There is nothing that we need fear. The King of England, when he comforted his people before the beginning of the Second World War, is an example to us. He called out with the same words that Metropolitan Anthony recommends to us. Be still, my heart, and don't demand from God a light of your own to show your own way through life. If God comprehends and we have our hand firmly in His, then we have nothing to fear from the coming year. We will prosper regardless of the accidents of the economy or the difficulties of daily life. We will prosper spiritually, and in the end, all other things will be added unto us. And so, Metropolitan Anthony recommends to us that we make a resolution to begin the new year in courage, to pray for fortitude and oneness with God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.